Hey, how's it going? This is Ryan Hefner, and this is the All Play Podcast. On this episode, I wanted to talk about a little project I decided to take on that I originally hadn't planned on doing. So, obviously, this is the All Play Podcast, and the All Play Podcast has a website, and that website is allplay.fm. Originally, when I signed up for Transistor, I guess I kind of was thinking that I'd just use the, you know, like a Transistor FM website to host the podcast. But as I started thinking about it more, I was like, oh, well, you know, kind of have this idea about like how I would like the episodes laid out. And I haven't discussed this yet, but I also would like to do it like a newsletter. And so I was like, oh, that'd be cool if that lived with it. And then that way you could kind of like check out the podcast and then browse the newsletter and do some different stuff. And so, you know, one thing led to another. And of course, my impulse for, you know, shiny new objects slash like distraction projects that are probably pulling me away from what I really should be working on took hold. And I decided to just build a custom website for it. So, you know, it started out pretty innocent. I was poking around one Friday evening after the kids had gone to bed and just started kind of like laying out a new site for it. The site lives within the same NX like monorepo that my personal site lives in. And so that I was thinking, you know, that'd be kind of cool because I'm using Content Layer as a way of basically extracting these markdown files for my personal site. I'm probably going to use the exact same thing for the newsletters as well. So that Content Layer currently does the now and will the now section or now pages on my personal site. And then also is set up to support the thoughts, even though I haven't published any thoughts yet, but those are in the works. So yeah, I was like, oh, okay, that'd be cool. I could essentially kind of create some libraries within that repo, even potentially like cross post the podcast and the newsletter on both my personal site and also have like the dedicated All Play site. This is like another thing that I've been thinking about is, I guess like content like replication. And like, when does it make sense? When does it bad? I guess I'm going to try to figure that out. But at this point, I'm thinking like, put everything out there on all the things where it can be, and then provide links back to where you want things to go. So basically, kind of a wide net and just see what happens. Put your ideas out there on like whatever aggregators or sites that maybe people will discover things better, but and then see what happens. Like, does it drive more traffic back? Do people stay on just those sites and consume it? You know, I'm thinking like sites like Medium or Substack, and obviously Twitter and whatever else. So yeah, so that was also playing into like the whole idea of creating a custom site. I think I'll probably still have the Transistor site. So it'll be allplay.transistor.fm. And that'll also be an interesting thing there is like, will people discover it that way and will traffic come from those sites, from that site? So yeah, I don't know. It's going to be kind of like a little bit of an experiment. Maybe it's to a fault. I suppose there could be a case for trying to consolidate this stuff and have it be one channel or one source, but I don't know. I mean, the internet's wide. Like, it should be out there. It should be discoverable on all these different platforms that are using it. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact that has as far as discoverability. And whether people really do click through it or not. Or first and foremost, if people even find this interesting, that'll have a big impact. But then once maybe interest is peaked. where do they go from there? So yeah, that's a little bit about why I decided to build a custom site for allplay.fm. I think I ended up running into a few interesting little rabbit holes. Like I was trying to, have some generating waveforms for the podcast episodes on the site, and thinking about how that will work in the context of basically being able to post the site up and then have webhooks that spawn, other episodes to get updated or new episodes to be added to the site without me having to publish any updates. So actually that stuff's still in the works. I did end up publishing the website last night. I had recorded a previous version of this episode, but then I realized towards the end for about 30 or 45 seconds, my kids were upstairs jumping up and down repeatedly. And even though I have the no edits thing, I didn't quite make reference to what was happening. So it just sounded really weird for this like thumping noise to be very fast and repetitive at the tail end of my podcast. So that's why I am re-recording this one right now. And so also my timelines have kind of shifted. I think I recorded that one early last week or so. And at that point I thought I was going to have it out, then. I kind of just like poked around on it a little bit more and have it out now. So yeah. I guess a few other things. I mean, I'm jumping around all over the place on this one, but a few other things about the website that I was kind of playing around with is basically being able to create like a really fluid listening experience with the episode. So essentially you can start it and it'll maintain a reference, and as you navigate around the site, you can kind of continue to listen as you check stuff out. That'll be more impactful, I think, once there's actually more like newsletters and stuff that are up there. But even now you could navigate through like the episode pages and check other episodes out while the current one that you're listening to is playing. And that's actually using a NPM package that I'm going to be publishing that kind of take some of my learnings with working on some other sites where you kind of maintain like a single audio context and then use audio buffers to do the playback. Although the one thing I was noticing last night when I was kind of clicking around through the site after I published it, it seems like when your iPhone goes to sleep and you're listening to the audio, it kind of kills it. And then also it seems like the state gets a little bit out of whack when that happens. So I'm going to try to look into that and see if there's ways of resolving that. I do know that there's like some no sleep APIs that I could do, but I would prefer that your phone could go to sleep and, you save some electricity and or battery life, but yet still be able to listen to the audio. So I'm going to see if there's some tweaks I can do to how I'm handling the audio there. And I mean, I guess in my previous times when using the audio context and obviously audio buffers and different things like that, that was to achieve really fast audio playback when resource intensive sites were running. So essentially, instead of, let's say you had like 10 little sound effects that you needed to play, having those sit as like audio tags in the page and trying to trigger those, there's actually a lot of latency for those for whatever reason. But if you use an audio context and then basically preload all those into audio buffers, you can trigger the playback of those really fast. And so I kind of was piggybacking on that that technique for the audio playback. So I think that's going to be something I'm going to dig around in more. If you happen to stumble across the site before I get it fixed, you may find that sometimes, depending on the where the app is at and how you're interacting with it, maybe the episode might kind of double up or start playing weird. I'm going to try to fix that before too many people hit it. But yeah, so that's, that's just wanted to touch on like why I decided to build the custom site versus just using the transistor default. I think it would be fun to kind of play around with. I also added a newsletter subscription form, and I'm actually using Resend to capture those subscribers. And I will be using Resend to deliver the newsletter, and then I will be debating on whether I use their batch delivery thing or whether I come up with my own thing. It seemed like there was maybe some slight limitations as far as like how I plan on delivering the newsletters versus how their API is set up, but I'm going to dig into that more and I'll share those findings here. But yeah, so check it out. I will probably, assuming that this episode turns out okay, and I go back and add descriptions and transcriptions and stuff for all the previous ones, I will be publishing the podcast, basically going live with the site and with the podcast on this episode. So I guess that's it for now. Once again, I'm Ryan Huffner. This is the All Play Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Huffner and follow the show at All Play FM on Twitter as well. You can go check out the site at allplay.fm. Check the show notes for links, and I'll talk to you later. All right. Have a great one. Bye.